It's been 25 years since a horse has won the Triple Crown. Funny Side has a chance Saturday at the Belmont Stakes in New York. Commentator Frank DeFord says if Funny Side succeeds, the win would be a nice boost for the sport.
It's not racing's fault that something called the car came along, so that now most Americans can't tell a horse from a hedgehog. It's not racing's fault that it had a virtual monopoly on legal gambling in this country, but now it's Purple Mountain's majesties, amber waves of grain, lotteries and casinos. But it is racing's fault that it's turned its sport into a maternity ward, and it's never even made any efforts to turn its showcase, the Triple Crown, into a sensible championship. Like so many of the most important sporting competitions, the Triple Crown evolved without anybody planning it. It's held for three-year-olds in the spring before colts may be ready for such demands. Three races at three tracks in the space of 36 days at distances the young thoroughbreds have never run before. The first race, the Kentucky Derby, is longer than the second race, the Preakness, and the third race, the Belmont, is at a distance, a mile and a half, that is virtually never otherwise used. It would be as if suddenly to determine the baseball championship, the World Series was played with a different strike zone and a longer distance to first base. But here we go again this Saturday at the Belmont with another colt actually having a chance to win the Triple Crown, the first time that would have happened since 1978. Given that 34,585 other thoroughbreds were foaled in the U.S. in the year 2000, it's amazing that any single three-year-old could possibly win all three races. This is especially so nowadays when these great gorgeous beasts are so fragile. It's essentially a fact of life now that any colt that succeeds as a two-year-old will break down before the Triple Crown even begins. That lack of continuity of creating a popular champion is also extinguished on the other end because most any horse that does well in the Triple Crown is taken off the track and sent to the breeding shed. So the best racehorses don't, well, they don't race. The sport is set up to destroy its heroes. Of the several horses since affirmed one in 78 who have come to the Belmont with a chance to win the Triple Crown and help the sport, perhaps none is more attractive than this year's candidate, Funny Side. He's the people's terse, bred in New York, which is the slums to Kentucky's gated estates, and he's a gelding, which means he has to race to make any money. He's a runner, not a lover. Funny Side is also owned by a bunch of buddies who don't have any better bloodlines than their star. Funny Side has a taciturn journeyman trainer who used to ride steeplechase and who, like Gary Cooper in the Westerns, never says much more than, yup. And the trainer is in love with the pretty exercise girl. And the jockey is a reformed drug addict from Chile seeking redemption. Funny Side isn't a horse. Funny Side is a horse opera. But the Belmont is a mile and a half with fresh three-year-olds primed to beat the gelding and earn a big payday at stud. Sometimes, though, the American dream even operates on the racetrack. Sure hope so this time.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.